Hospitalitychain.com, the world's first online hub designed for the hospitality, culinary, and catering industry. From leading food and beverage brands to professional food service equipment, Hospitalitychain.com makes sourcing simple. Search, select, buy direct, and save all in one global marketplace. Welcome to another episode of the Fell Into Food podcast. I'm your host, Chef Jeff Fell. Today, oh man, do I have an episode for you guys. I have Jason Mulberg, Senior Regional Sales Manager, and he brought along with him the big guns, Luke Emery, Chief Customer Officer for Tractor Beverage Company. A little bit about Luke, he generates a positive impact on the lives of others by building relationships with like-minded pouring partners to support sustainability and organic choices. A 20-year veteran of the Coca-Cola Company, Luke left corporate America to build a brand that aligns with both his values and the values of the customers he serves. Listen in as we talk all about Tractor Beverage and its mission to provide organic and better-for-you beverage options. This was such a refreshing conversation, both literally and figuratively. Bottoms up. I'm super stoked for today because ever since I saw Tractor, I've loved the product. I got introduced from Carry Foods originally, and then that led to meeting, you know, some others in your organization. But today with me, I've got Luke and Jason from Tractor Beverage. So welcome, guys. Luke, I'm going to start with you first, because when Jason said, I'm bringing on the big guns, right? And he goes, he's our chief customer officer. Usually when I hear the word chief, I'm like, oh, okay, we got some a big player. What does a chief customer officer do?
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you for having us, and we're honored to be here and just super excited for all you've done thus far and your role and this new podcast you got going. You're crushing it. So really appreciate the opportunity to share what we're doing with you. So to answer your question, so in short, it's really all about building trust with our customers and really being the voice of the customer. And so we've got an amazing team from sales teammates to marketing, the whole crew. And then what I'm really focused on, locked in on, is the customer experience and building a best-in-class experience. Because when people hear about Tractor, they get really excited and they taste it, even more excited. When they bring us on, they're thrilled. And what we want is that relationship to just continue to go up in terms of the trust, the credibility, fostering and nurturing those relationships so that you view us not as just another supplier. Mm-hmm. We want you to view us as a trusted partner who is all about changing the beverage industry for good. And we're on this journey together. And together, we're going to do great things. And so my job on a day-to-day is really working with key strategic customers to really listen, but also working closely with our teams and our sales partners to really make sure that we're listening. I was taught a long time ago, we have two ears and one mouth. Be sure to use them accordingly.
Yep.
And really making sure that we're living out our values in a meaningful way. So one, for example, just really being selfless in our approach. So if we walk in and all we're doing is talking about ourselves, then that's a problem. This is about the consumer from a client perspective, working, representing the consumer, being there for our customers, and then together, when we do that, we all win. And so customer experience is really just that, and really making sure we're being a true partner in every sense of the word.
That's super cool. I mean, what an engaging way to be a part of a company is, like, you truly get to listen to people and their feedback. And Jason, I want to ask you, how has having that kind of position within a company helped on the sales side? Right? Because it's got to bring some sort of value and impact. So tell us a little bit how that's impacted on the sales.
Well, I just think it's fantastic, because who doesn't like happy customers? And the one thing that, you know, just talking with customers, they're some of our competitors, the way they, you know, service and communication, that's where they really fall short. So they, like we were talking about Indiana earlier, I have a customer down there and, phenomenal. He said, you know, the last 5 years, you guys are the only one that did everything that you said you were going to do. So, and who doesn't like that? That's a great feeling to know that you're doing exactly what you say you're going to do.
It's so true. On a customer side of thing, I always look at, okay, it's great if you have a good product. If your customer service is terrible, almost count me out, because it's almost just as important now of what kind of service are you going to get? What kind of response time are you going to get? Because again, I don't want to bash anyone, but that's what I don't get with some of the other suppliers or brands. They don't bring that to the table. And then you kind of lose a little trust and you're like, well, am I forced to use them? Can I get rid of them? But it's always that interpersonal, you said, relationships and partnerships. And that's what I think this industry is all about. If you don't know who Traktor is, maybe give the 30,000 foot real quick, Luke, of what the origin story, who Traktor is. If you don't know him, shame on you. But there may be a group that don't. I've talked to people and they're like, what's Traktor? And I'm like, how do you not know who they are, given how big you are? So let's just give that 30,000 foot of who Traktor is and kind of the origin story.
You bet. I'll try and be as succinct as possible. So we started with three amazing founders around 2015, had this vision to disrupt the beverage space in offering consumers an option that wasn't provided today. And from a culinary perspective, and really just really thinking about how we show up. And so started out as Traktor Soda Company and really thinking about the soda space and creating amazing flavors that pair beautifully with great food. And the vision was always about extending the beverage experience, not stopping at the beverage station, but continuing through the beverage station. And around May of 2018, we pivoted a bit to be Traktor Beverage Company.
Okay.
And that was done for three primary reasons. One is the consumer was evolving from not just focus on soda, but really looking for better for you and different options, carbonated, non-carbonated. Two was, call it as I had worked for Coke for 24 years. And the reality is the big soda companies have pretty strong contracts tied to space with beverages, specifically tied to soda. And then third, our founder, one of the three, Travis Potter, was in the process of creating amazing products in the non-carbonated space for a retailer, national retailer. And for those reasons, we pivoted to Traktor Beverage Company. And it was all about giving consumers a choice. And from that beginning, there's a lot of great brands in retail. So you think about the retail experience, you walk down, go to a cold vault, center store, there's nothing but choices. Then you go to a restaurant, a food service location, and it feels like you've stepped back in time, where it's the same eight flavors, if you will, really for the last 20, 30 years. And it is what it is, nothing negative to say, but the reality is the consumers are changing. Our job is to help give our customers, pouring partners, an option to live alongside of soda in some situations, or we're the first and only certified organic beverage company in food service, so we can tailor our offerings to any customer. So all that to be said, we've got tremendous amount of momentum in the industry, some great accolades that we've earned, but really it starts with a core value of making an impact in the world, one drink at a time. And we have an amazing team that we wake up every day excited about making a difference.
That's so cool. And originally when I saw it, right, the same thing, it was soda. And I was like, okay, don't get me wrong, cleanest soda I've ever had drinking. And I was like, I feel good drinking it. I didn't feel dirty. I don't know if dirty is the right word. You know, when you drink your traditional soda, you just drink it and you're just like, I'm not going to feel so great today after drinking this. But I drank it and I just was like, oh, I feel revitalized and energy when I did it. But I was like, okay, but I got to keep seltzer water or carbonated water and I got to try and mix. And I was like, this is going to be hard unless they've got it canned or whatever. Then I saw the non-beverage line. We've got that. If you're watching, you should be watching on YouTube. We've got a full line of the cans that you guys are started to rolling out. Because I saw the concentrates and saw the non-carbonated stuff. And I was like, oh, this is a no-brainer, especially in the education space. You can provide an organic, healthy drink. And from a serving shelf-stable standpoint, it's much easier than trying to carbonate, right? Because now you need lines and you need carbonation, or you're trying to mix syrups. And that's just a cumbersome process, and nobody wants to do that. So talk maybe about where you're seeing, you know, why Traktor Beverage? We've talked organic, we've talked customer service, But what else are you doing? I mean, there's more story, right? The ingredients, sustainability, infuse everything into that of why tractor over traditional.
So it's a great question. We care at our core, we care deeply about the farmers. And you think about how society has evolved into the food and beverages that we consume. And we really think it's time to go back to our roots, if you will. And sourcing organic, there's a whole host of reasons for what it does. We started in 2023 our organic impact tracker. We're the first beverage company to track and hold ourselves accountable for the impact that we're making. So for example, over the last 12 rolling months, we've improved soil health and organic land supported across 3,500 100 acres, carbon emissions reduced 680 tons,
wow.
Water saved 170,000 gallons, and synthetic pesticides avoided 30 tons. So you think about what we're removing and we're able to do. So as we grow, that impact is only growing. So not only is it the right thing to do, and that's what we're all about, but it's also, not so coincidentally, what most of our retailers, consumers, think Gen Z, et cetera, they care deeply about these things. So it's this perfect storm in a good way of consumers are demanding change, are demanding transparency. We're bringing transparency with our organic impact tracker, and customers and clients alike are saying, this is exactly what we're looking for. And so that impact is very rewarding for us personally, to know that we're making an impact on the world every day.
You hit a sweet spot for me. I grew up on a farm. Luke and I were talking prior to camera about growing up in little farm communities, and my family still has the farm 100, 150 years, some crazy amount of time. Wow. But when you said topsoil, people don't understand when you improve the soil quality, what topsoil really does is, right, that's the most nutrient dense. And that's where the roots mainly grow. And by improving that soil level, you're getting a higher quality product, better yields. And again, most traditional folks out there, they don't know that and they don't understand it. I've worked with a farmer down in southern Indiana, and they do the same thing. They offset crops and they're working on planting clover to pull nitrogen out that their cows produce. And it's a kind of a full ecosystem. Who are some of those farmers that you work with? What is that process? You know, is it US only? Are you looking outside? Again, especially in the organic space, I mean, I'm sure it can't be the easiest. There's not more. Correct me if I'm wrong. I wouldn't think there's more organic farmers than traditional farmers. Again, I could be wrong. So what is that process and how do you find these suppliers?
So we work with Carry Ingredients, who sources from the world's finest farms all around the globe.
Okay.
Throughout the entire year. So half the year we might get our ingredients from north of the equator. Other times we might get it from south of the equator. It's all about the quality of the ingredients. To your point, the density is critical, and that is really important. The problem is a couple of things. One is it's not easy to go from conventional to organic. So we're working on that to be a part of that solution. But when you start talking organic in the food service industry, everyone sees the value of it. Seeing the value and communicate it to consumers sometimes can be challenging in a short period of time. So a lot of times we just focus on the fact that we just have amazingly delicious flavors that happen to be organic, knowing full well that the intended consequence is we're helping the environment, helping society, helping the world clean up the pesticides that are out there, and just focus on keeping it simple and just offer amazing products that are changing the world at the same time.
So you mentioned flavor and taste. Usually when you hear organic, better for you. Usually you lose flavor. That's just kind of an unintended consequence. Yep. How are you keeping that balance of taste and nutrition right in line? Because I think it'd be good to say like what your sweeteners are, because it is important of what you're putting in. There's sugar in there, but it's good for you.
Yeah. Everything we do is certified organic. So certified organic, cane sugar. We know the cost of entry is you got to have a great tasting product. You can't have this beautiful vision and miss out on taste. You're never going to get to where we are today with amazing partners out there that you have to check all the key boxes. And so flavor is first and foremost. And yes, to your point, you can be organic and have amazing product. Like that is a critical part of what we do. You also got, have to have great marketing to bring folks in. We think the beverage station is a great opportunity to have a halo effect, right? So we talking about organic might be hard for some because maybe the kitchen isn't fully clean yet, but it's a journey. And so our point is, let's help you with the halo effect. The branding at the beverage station, outside of the restaurant's name out on the front, the branding of that beverage station is arguably the best branding available to tell your consumers what you stand for. Do you stand for artificial ingredients, chemicals, or do you stand for something cleaner and better that really is that halo effect that Tracker Beverage brings that say, we care deeply about the food and beverages we're serving you, Mr. and Mrs. consumers, guests, clients, and Tracker can help be that. And so having the culinary angle, having the marketing angle, operations, it's got to be easy back of the house. It can't be a complex system. And lastly, from a financial standpoint, we got to help you as a retailer, as an operator, make more money. And we do that by selling more drinks.
Yeah, you definitely keep the cost down, which definitely helps the operator at the end. It makes it easier to sell too, that it's not so out price pointed that you're like, well, that's great, we have this awesome product, except to buy it, you need to spend $10 a drink. You don't have to do that. You can provide the retailers what they need to then be able to put their markup on it. And it's affordable to the consumer. So they're getting a high quality product that tastes good. And this space has really exploded. Again, at last year at NRA, the better for you beverage, or I don't know what the exact category is, seems to be growing. You see there's different brands out there and they're trying to do kind of the same thing. So how are you keeping that competitive advantage against what's up and coming? Something catches spark. Obviously, there's going to be people trying to enter that space too, right? It's a billion-dollar industry, the beverage sector. So what is Tracker doing to try and keep that competitive advantage?
So we're very excited about anyone who wants to be in this space, a better for you, we welcome. That's a good thing for everybody. So the segment that the consumers are looking at, the consumer spend is so massive, there's enough opportunity for everyone to succeed. So if we can help be a leader in that, we're all for it. So that's first and foremost. I think secondly, there's a term we use a lot within Tracker called democratizing organic. Organic should not be just for the elite. It should be for everyone. So to your point, we're very cognizant of how we price our products to make sure that it's affordable to all. Everyone should have the right to eat and drink better, cleaner, transparent ingredients. And that's really, really important to us. So the competitive advantage is we think what we're doing is unique in that we have an amazing team selling an amazing product and really giving consumers a choice. We're all for, we in some situations, the reality is there's legacy soda contracts with really large rebate checks. We're not trying to interfere in those situations if that's where our customer's at on their journey. It might be that we just bring in a bubbler with four amazing flavors to help sell more beverages to meet a consumer need while they maximize the soda contract rebates. That's fine. It's a journey. Everyone's on a different path along that journey. We're more than open to that and working with customers in that journey. We just want to give consumers a choice so that, again, every day we wake up and can know that we're making an impact, and seeing that through our pouring partners is really important.
What you said, embracing even competition, that is a strategy not heard of. Most want to snuff out, oh, we have to make sure we're better than them. But to embrace, let's bring more people in this space. Let's grow the space to impact. That, I think, is such a top selling point. And correct me if I'm wrong, Jason, like when you go out, I don't even know if you guys talk about that type of stuff. You don't hear it. But to me as an operator, I'm like, wow, okay. It's not just how do we snuff out and you don't want to use them because of saying things about them or whatever, but you're truly embracing. You want to come in this space, great. If we can help you, even better. And then that message can come across. I love that you said that. So tell me from like a sales side.
From, you know, at the end of the day, if you're an operator, you are in operations, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's about more beverages, selling more. And I, when I was interviewing with the company, I tried product. I sat on phone interviews and put the, at that time we didn't have canned products. So we were shipping it out mm-hmm. overnight. And I put it in the refrigerator, what I didn't drink. And my kids came home. My kids are in their late 20s. And my daughter opened it up and was like, what's this? And I'm like, man, this is phenomenal. And then it kind of, the wheels start turning. I'm not real quick. So I'm like, well, when we go out to eat, my wife gets a diet soda. I get a soda. My kids get water. But my kids, it's not a money thing. It's their tastes are different than my generation. You know, they're, you know, 30 and 28 and my wife and I are in our 50s. They want something different from a beverage than what we want. Why? And you see it in the gas station. You know, when you and I were growing up, there was 20 choices when you went in the gas station. Now you go and there's 8 coolers full of stuff. And it's a lot of stuff that I've never even heard of, but I mean, they wouldn't have it in there if it wasn't selling.
Yeah. So you mentioned the generations and Gen Z's embracing this. Talk about what the feedback has been, especially on the customer side with other generations, boomers, Ys, et cetera, and what their feedback has been, what they're saying. Are they jumping onto, or is it just more of the, are they still stuck in their ways, or are they jumping on kind of like, hey, I can get behind this?
Yeah. I'm no predictor, but what I do know is as generations age, the importance of what we're putting into our bodies is becoming more and more important. And you may realize, hey, maybe I didn't do the best job I could have in the last 20 years, but hey, it's not too late. What can I do to improve? And so everyone cares at the end of the day, cares about what they're putting into their body. And if they don't, we're hopefully here to help educate. But the reality is consumers care about transparency. They care about functionality. They care about purpose. All these things that are really important. And so it's hard to be everything for everybody. Mm-hmm. So we do want to be there and give options where we can. At the same token, the Gen Z consumer is a really important consumer to everyone. I just took a couple quick notes. The disposable income of Gen Z is $360 billion.
Wow.
And you think about that, and then you think about the largest spending category. Dining out is 40% of the spending category for Gen Z, even more than cosmetics and all these other things that you may hear about or see about on TikTok. Mm-hmm. The reality is dining out is really important to Gen Z. And then within that, the food and beverage quality is one of the most important factors when deciding where to go. So play all that out. What you're serving at the beverage station matters immensely to this consumer. And so, you know, the old adoption curve, we started with, you know, the innovators, early adopters, we're starting to feel that tipping point where consumers are saying, why don't I have a choice? Maybe I do want a soda, or maybe I don't, or maybe I'm just going to get water. There's no retail or margin for an operator when customer gets the tap water. We're all for water. It's a healthy part of our diet, but people know when they eat, they do want to have a flavorful experience, not just on the food. And so we're just saying you can do both. And that's what we're here to offer.
It's so true. Think of the adage, you know, you'd go into a restaurant and you'd be like, do you have Pepsi or Coke? Right. And if you're one side or the other and you had that, you'd be like, I'll just take a water. How impactful, you subconsciously do it and you don't even realize you're doing it. I know that, I mean, I mostly drink water, but when I do, it's, I have one brand that you used to work for that I would pick. And if they didn't, water, I don't want it. And I think that goes back to what you're saying with that experience of the option and, oh my gosh, I can enhance my experience, whether it's, I think a lot of it's subconscious. I don't think people are truly thinking about that when they're doing it. It's just not innate. But when they get that experience, then it turns into, hey, you want to go back there because they had this. You know, and in this example, Tractor, right? I know there's places I go to. I'm like, you can only get it here. I want to go there because I want to get that on top of what I'm getting. So it's so true what you say there. I kind of want to go to, we touched on your prior life, right? Working for Coke. What's it been like going from mega company to, I mean, Tractor's not small now, but kind of going back, starting smaller, and what the real big differences that you've seen between the two companies?
Yeah, well, I appreciate you asking that. I would say for starters, Coke put food on the table for my family for many decades. So nothing negative to say at all. At the same time, my kids were, I have two kids, they were starting to grow up. And as I was thinking about what I did every day, I thought, well, I wouldn't necessarily give them what I'm selling every day, which kind of felt like a significant discrepancy in my personal and professional values. Mm-hmm. And so when I met the founders and saw this vision, it just took me back to a place of, this is why, this is a legacy to leave for your kids and for folks to be able to say you can live out your personal and professional values at the same time. It's game changing. And not a lot of people can say they do that. And we're very honored, very blessed, very humbled to be able to do that every day. And to make that impact and know that you're making an impact. Literally every morning I wake up, I think to myself, we're going to make an impact today on somebody's life. And the number of pouring partners, number of beverages that we're serving, I mean, we're growing. We're up to almost 75 employees. We start out with, you know, just a couple of us. And so to be able to get to this point is really inspiring. And just to work with this team that we have, every single one of, we just had a recent all company meeting last month. It was one of the most inspiring few days I've ever had in my life, of just 75 like-minded people all about making an impact that happens to also be our livelihood for our families is pretty, pretty amazing.
That's one thing that kind of blows me away is we're all going towards the same finish line, you know, which usually when you work with a company, everybody's got their kind of siloed or whatever. Everybody's got the same target. So everybody's going in the same position, you know?
And what's cool is like Jason and I are literally two very different people, right? Grew up farmer, farm town in small town, middle America. I grew up, you know, Santa Monica, California, city boy. No matter where you come from, to be able to have aligned values, I mean, you have to have a diverse team to come together, and that's exactly what we have. And every hire we make is very purposeful. Everything we do is very purposeful to find people who are like-minded. Because if you don't, then you're never going to truly all row in the same direction, and that makes it harder to be successful.
I have to piggyback and say that because when I met Carl, I was just an instant gravitation. His aura that... I don't know, just talking to him. Anytime I see him, I think I get to see him maybe once a year now.
Yeah.
At NRA or whatever. There's always something. Jeff, we got this new company. You just feel the energy and the passion. Just like it just oozes out. And Jason, whenever I need anything, it's just a quick email. Boom, there's a response. Right. And if it's, oh, I'll get back to you tomorrow. Like at least I'm getting some sort of response. And you can just tell that the whole organization, and truly is aligned for the better of, because if people win, you win.
That's right.
At the end of the day, right? So exactly. It's such an awesome, awesome story around it. You know, are there any misconceptions about organic that you'd like to dispel? You know, again, you hear organic and you see shows. Is there anything that, you know, there's like a bad stigma on it that you want to dispel?
I mean, I think there's a couple. One is, I think we've hit on, but just to go back to it, one is organic doesn't mean you have to sacrifice on flavor. We have amazing products. I know we're going to taste some here shortly. You don't have to sacrifice there. One, and then two, it's not just for the elite. It's literally for everybody. And our goal is to get as many Tractor beverages in the hands of as many people as possible, not for our own self-doing, but because everyone deserves better beverages. Everyone deserves to be able to have a clean product that doesn't have chemicals, not just folks who can afford to go to Whole Foods. It's truly for everybody.
Well, and you and I were talking before, you grew up eating food out of the garden, right?
Yeah.
That's what we had.
And
same here. You know, we raised 30 tomato plants, cucumbers, strawberries. Did you eat strawberries?
Oh, yeah. We had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, at least 6 patches that we grew.
Have you ever tasted a store strawberry that tastes like that garden strawberry?
Nowhere. Nowhere, not even close.
You don't. You can tell There's quality. You know, there's not anything artificial in it. It just is a clean taste.
It's delicious. There's nothing like, even with the dirt, picking it off that vine, popping it in your mouth, a little dirt never hurt, right? Yeah. I mean, that was the motto. I guess that's why my immune system is the way it is. Right. You just pop that right out of the garden and you just eat it. Same thing. We had cherries, apples, tomatoes, green beans. It just was natural. And that's, again, another reason I gravitated toward it. I'm like, just, it's clean. It's good for you. What goes into all these different flavors, right? I know it's kind of really expanded as of late, but what goes into it? You mentioned there's culinary behind it, but what is, if you know the answer or have the answer, what the process is of, you know what, that's a good flavor. Let's go try and innovate and make that flavor.
It's not terribly complex, is it?
It's not. You know, we have to give credit where credit's due. One of our three founders, Travis Potter, organic farmer, and everyone, you know, everyone's got a gift, right? We all have gifts, God-given gifts. One of Travis's gifts is he could sit down and put together some of the most amazing flavor profiles and bring it all together, and not just on its own, but with food, to have it really pair in a unique way. And we're continuing to evolve our R&D processes, but at the end of the day, the quality and the depth are some that we get a lot of compliments on the depth of our products.
What,
right?
Now, when we were at our sales meeting, what was that? There was a slide that came up when we were doing that fire question. Mm-hmm. And what are flavors that Tractor hasn't tried? There were some wild flavor combinations, and that was before I was with the company, but I'm sure he's trying.
We've got in our library a couple hundred have all just been out there. And, you know, we look at trends, right? We don't just pick them off the shelf randomly. Like, we look at where consumer trends are, finding the right balance of push the envelope a little bit and then going to the, you know, current mainstay flavor profiles. Like a strawberry dragon fruit is the perfect.
Yeah, like, hand me that one, Jason. Hand me the strawberry dragon fruit. I just want to read off. People just see some of these things are a lemon, and they're just like, oh, it's just lemon, organic lemon, concentrate, whatever. Like, it's a pretty complex set of, okay, this is all organic, right? Ingredients, number one, water, obviously, should be, right? Not the last thing. Cane sugar, dark sweet cherry juice concentrate, pomegranate juice concentrate, strawberry juice concentrate, dragon fruit puree, Jerusalem artichoke inulin. That's an interesting ingredient when I found out about that, because it has a lot of good properties. Malic acid, citric acid, vegetable juice for color, natural flavor, organic, and it's all organic. It's not just one, you would think, just one. It is complex in its flavor. And that's going to lead us into our rapid fire today, which this is going to be fun. So we're going to crack these open. We're going to try them all. I've had a sneak peek of a couple of them. Get that back to Jason. But what I want to do, Luke, is kind of just take a drink and then kind of one or two words, like just what comes to mind, like when you drink it. So I think this will be fun. So walk us through, Jason, what flavors we're going to.
I'm starting out with probably the least sweet of them.
All right, so we've got what?
This one is I can have some. Yeah. It's black tea.
Black tea. All right, here, let me see. People see it. Black tea. All right, we're going to start with black tea.
You want some?
Brad, you want some? You want some black tea?
Okay. You good? Okay. Okay. Right.
So let's try it.
The thing I like about our tea is it's light. And so many times when you have tea, If it's not a good quality tea, is you get a real earthy after note. The last swallow almost tastes like water.
I was going to say clean, subtle earth.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not, like, it's not real heavy.
Like eating dirt, literally. And it was just like, not that intense, but just like subtle earth. What about you?
I would say clean.
Clean.
Clean. The other thing too, just I know some of our audience have an operations background. Brewing tea is a lot of work. You know, one could argue it's an OSHA hazard in terms of a lot of carrying hot pots and different ways to brew it. We like to say we've done all the heavy lifting for you. So we source all the ingredients, take them to our facility. We have a couple now. Put them in a shelf-stable, aseptic combi block. So when it gets to at the end user in the back of the kitchen, it's literally add water, you're done. And so that ease of doing that is really, really beneficial from an operator's
standpoint. All right, next one, berry patch. I have not tried this one yet.
Read the ingredient deck on that. Okay. That'll kind of blow you away.
So we got berry patch. So water, cane sugar, pomegranate juice, strawberry juice, apple cider vinegar. Interesting. Cherry juice concentrate, fruit and vegetable juice, all organic, obviously. That's vinegar.
The,
okay.
The vinegar thing is what threw me. Very subtle. It gives you a sweet, tart taste to it.
Cherry tree. We had cherry trees growing up, and I get that cherry. And the apple cider is not, it's so subtle.
It is. It is. You get more almost on your olfactory. Like you can almost smell, but you can't taste it. And apple cider vinegar has got
that's a good one.
Fantastic health benefits to it.
The way I describe our berry patch is it's an elevated fruit punch. Everyone grew up on fruit punch. The versions that come to mind are more, call it on the lower end. This is an elevated version of that.
Oh yeah, for sure. Again, it takes me literally picking those cherries. If my dad is listening, he, God bless him, literally be up in the cherry tree, and your job was either to pick the cherries or you had to pit the cherries. So you picked your poison. Your arms could be sore from picking cherries all day, or you're going to have cherry juice and flies biting you all day. So you had to pick your poison, but that's what that is. All right, next one, Farmer's Punch. All right, Farmer's Punch. Let's give this a try. Like clean grape juice, like super clean grape juice, but it has that traditionally grape, like really deep grape flavor.
If you could, would you mind reading the ingredients?
Yeah. So this one, dark sweet cherry juice, pomegranate juice, apple cider vinegar, grape juice, Jerusalem artichoke inulin, fruit vegetable juice, color, blueberry juice, cranberry juice.
So I describe that one as just a fruit medley. It's literally,
yeah.
When we came out with the naming for that, it was a hotly debated topic, and we just landed on like, what is it for? Everyone knows what a punch is. And so to be able to, at the end of the day, resonate with a broad base of consumer, we came up with
Farmer's Punch. Yeah, it's good. All right, next we got lemonade. Okay. This one's like classic, right? You get lemonade. It's gotta be good. It better be good. I mean, I grew up old school on lemonade and tea. So I don't know how to even describe what's going on. It's the sensory on the side of my tongue. It's not over acidic,
but you can definitely taste the lemon.
For sure. You can taste the lemon, yep. But it's almost like a, again, I keep using the word mild or subtle because it's like it gives it to you, but it's not so much really,
So many times in my prior life, 17 years, I sold several different products that were dry blended products that were lemonade. And when you added water and you whipped them up, there was nothing that resembled a lemon. You know, it usually had that green construction worker vest and it was super, super sugary. So as a matter of fact, you got sugar on the front and the back of your tongue a lot of times because there's so much sugar in it. Thing I like about this is you smell it, you smell lemons, you taste lemon. When it's in the bubbler and it's moving, you see the pulp moving around.
That's cool.
We also include turmeric in this product.
It's good for you.
Yeah.
Good for your body.
I was going to add it's like a sip of sunshine.
Just sip of sunshine. Sip I of like sunshine. That.
And I would say just one other point that's important on our lemonade. I talk about our sourcing process. Sourcing from around the globe, it's really hard to get consistency on lemonade, right? You might go to your favorite restaurant, get lemonade, like, oh, this one's great. A week later, it's completely different. Mm-hmm. The consistency of our product is really important. So to have that, whether it's our teas, our lemonades, to have that consistency really, really matters.
All right, next, hibiscus. This, if it's anything like the bubbler, this is my favorite. I thought this would be my least favorite. When I was initially trying the flavors, I was like, there's no way I'm going to like hibiscus. And it was one of my favorite, if not my favorite flavor. Oh, man, it's so good.
I almost get, when I put it up to my, I almost get a floral. You definitely get that floral.
I was just thinking like edible flower, liquid flower. That's what I get.
It reminds me, I grew up in LA, so my first word besides complex was jamaica. So in certain cultures, our hibiscus is jamaica, so it's the same.
All right, what we got
although
next?
I've had jamaica several different places, and I've had it be so brutally sweet you can like burn your teeth, and then I've had it other times and have it's been very bitter.
Yeah. All right, we got mango next.
Just the smell of it, just
if I were to go to the jungle, like that's what it would that's what it would smell like in taste form. That's what I guess.
Yeah.
That's just, I love a good mango, like it's fresh. It just gives me that warm tropic vibe. What we got next, Jason?
Got mandarin cardamom.
I haven't tried this one yet. Mandarin cardamom.
So there's a cardamom. That's another great spice, anti-inflammatory.
Yeah, I like that you use spice in there.
Yeah.
Because you're giving flavor, but you're not adding any weird ingredient to give it that type flavor, but you use it in a way that just gives it a delicious.
It's not one dimensional. You get something, you get a different taste on the front of your tongue and the back of your tongue.
I think of, like that one you said, sunshine, like that. I get, feel like sunshine, sunshine, like Florida, like oranges. I don't know, brings warmth.
There's a lot of products that one of the primary ingredients is apple juice, and you could taste that. But that's how you get the cost down. This is just a really complex way. We still do our best to be as reasonable within the cost structure. But to have that real ingredients without that is really beneficial.
All right, we're going
to
go super clean sweet tea. Right? Yep. You've got cane sugar, black tea, water. I mean, it's as natural as it gets. Oh,
that's good, isn't it?
Again, it's so clean and so subtle, it makes it so easy to drink. You just want to drink more. I was telling Luke before we even got here, I got the sample pack at my house because I wanted to see the cans and try all of these. My son, who's 5, okay, he, Dad, what are you drinking? I was like, oh, it was the dragon fruit that we're getting ready to try. And I was like, you want to try some? And I didn't feel guilty because I was literally telling him how he's had his first sip of Coke literally this past week. And he was like, oh my gosh. And I was like, oh God, I don't need a monster drinking, you know, soda. And my daughter's never even had soda. So I pour a little bit out for him. I'm going to finish this tea. I pour a little bit out for him. And, you know, he's 5, right? Normally it'll be a sip and I like it, I don't like it, put it down and walk away. He just kept picking it up and picking it up and picking it up. And next thing I know, he drank 3/4 of the can. I'm like, dude, I only got 2 of these. And he goes, it was really good, Dad. And I was like, I know it was really good. I was like, but I need it. He's like, can you get more? And I was like, well, we'll see. We'll see.
You know people. You'll
be
okay.
We'll see, buddy.
Yeah.
All right. So last one, strawberry dragon fruit. This is a pretty popular one.
This is my favorite.
This is definitely a popular flavor.
I think it's on the sweeter profile. So I just, this was the one I liked the best from the get-go.
That gives me like that strawberry, again, growing up in the field type, that deep, rich sweetness. And then you get the dragon fruit as well. And it brings me back to the kind of that berry patch, that strawberry patch, just picking those strawberries.
So what's cool about everything you're tasting is our primary vessel in how it gets executed is in the bubbler at most operations. But it could also be an add-in flavor to think about the different flavors added into our lemonade.
That's a great.
And it could also be frozen. And so everything here can also be done in a frozen organic slushy. That is another way, all in the same combi block, mind you. So from a back-of-the-house standpoint, you're not bringing in all procurement, you're not bringing in all these different SKUs. It's the same set of SKUs that can all be executed in different ways to help maximize your revenue and meet the consumers with their different occasions. So maybe it's an afternoon frozen slushy for the kids at your local high school or college, university, as an example.
Yeah, I remember seeing that in NRA. Carl had the, he's like, I got a new toy, and he showed me, yeah. And he's like, we now make slushies. And I was like, oh my God, you're turning a delicious drink now into a frozen delicious, who doesn't like a good slushie?
Yeah.
But it's clean. Normally it's just so chock full of sugar. You're just, again, it's,
well, tastes delicious. You can usually tell when you look at the color of it.
Yeah, it's vibrant. It's got God knows what food colorings in it to make it look what it is. But yeah, that's a really cool thing for operators to know, that versatility. I would have never thought it's like a potentially, we did some testing with some flavoring, like mixing some flavors, but now I want to play with, like, what if I took a little bit of the concentrate, or I did some other things with it to flavor other things, like tea. You could even potentially evilly do a lemon tea or
a lot of the people, a lot of my customers, what they do is they have a 4-bowl bubbler. They always have tea. They always have lemonade. They rotate in hibiscus. So like, remember when you were a kid at the soda fountain?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah.
They do the same thing there. They do a hibiscus tea or a strawberry dragon fruit lemonade, and you can mix and match and make your own drink out of the bubbler.
So drinking all these, what's your favorite flavor?
Strawberry dragon fruit, hands down.
I just love our lemonade.
Lemonade, yeah. Classic.
How about you?
It's tough. But after drinking all of them today, I'm going to either probably say, I think it was the berry patch. Yeah, the berry patch, because of those cherry type notes. And that sweet tea, just, again, Southern, it just, we always, I remember my mom putting out the jar of tea and did the sun tea. Mm-hmm. We'd always have sweet tea. It's just a clean, delicious. So probably if you go fruit flavor, probably that berry patch and then the sweet tea if it's not. I've been drinking a lot of teas of late, so maybe I'm biased that way. So awesome. A couple more.
Please.
Let's see. We briefly mentioned it. A couple flavors that surprisingly flopped. And was there any story about that? Like, you're like, we're going to launch this flavor. It's going to be awesome. And then it just didn't come through.
So I'm going to go back to circa 2017. We did ginger beer. It was trendy. It was great.
Yeah.
But it didn't do so well in the bag and box. And if you could envision how that plays out. So yeah, that was one that didn't do as well. Another one I would say, it was a great tasting flavor, but we were creating our flavors. We, being relative, Travis was creating these flavors for a Mediterranean chain. So think blossom and spice, some beautiful spices that paired really well with Mediterranean, but didn't necessarily resonate outside of the Mediterranean space. So with that said, you know, there's customization that we do. Part of our nimbleness as a company is we're not set with the same number of SKUs, and that's all we got. If there's customers that make sense to ideate and create custom flavors that work best for them, those are types of ways that we separate ourselves from others to be able to do that.
That's super cool. Last question I got, what's the wildest flavor combination you guys have considered, and why was it ultimately rejected or embraced?
I was really surprised when at the meeting when we tried the watermelon mint, no added sugar, that we're going to be, you know, we're going to be rolling out. I just didn't think mint and watermelon.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
I
delicious.
It was phenomenal.
If you ever infuse, I did a catering event and vacuum sealed some mint, cut up watermelon, put them in, muddled the mint leaves, threw them in there, and then sealed it. So then you get this like compressed watermelon, and then we pulled the mint out and because it gives it the flavor,
mm-hmm.
and with a little feta cheese balsamic. Watermelon and mint. It's a good.
I thought the mint would overpower the. Because watermelon is.
Yeah.
Is,
no, it's and great.
They had the perfect mix on it.
Yeah. Like that.
All right. Well, where does everyone go to learn more about Tractor? I mean, there's one big place you can go. In the retail world. And I'll let you guys say where it's at. But where else can people go to find more about Tractor?
Well, drinktractor.com for sure. Tell you, we have a locator that's always up to date. So go there to find out where you can sample our products. Also where you can learn about our organic impact tracker and how that's continuing to evolve. The largest chain that we're pouring in is Chipotle. Super appreciative of that partnership and how it's growing. Their business is very healthy in terms of their momentum. We're excited to be a part of that with them. At the same token, a lot of customers outside of the Mexican cuisine space are seeing success. So a burger chain like a Smashburger, we're really excited about our footprint within schools, business and industry, college, university, health hospital, all these channels where the client is saying the beverages we serve is part of the overall food and beverages. Mm-hmm. Therefore, it's a recruiting tool to parents and college universities.
It is.
For example, I'm going this weekend, Miami of Ohio, pouring tractor in multiple locations around the campus. That's a great example of they care about the food and beverages they serve because they care. They carry tractor, which means they also care deeply about other parts of the kitchen. So just drinktractor.com, store locator. It's a great way to learn more about where we're pouring. And we're just super appreciative of our pouring partnerships for believing in us, and the feeling's mutual. So we're building this beautiful trust with each other. And a lot of the storytelling evolves from our pouring partners, which is really cool to see.
Awesome. Jason, Luke, I couldn't be more appreciative of you coming on, all these awesome samples. Now I get to drink these all afternoon. So if you want to learn more, listen to what Luke will drop everything into the show notes so you can find it. But until the next time, we'll catch you on the sunny side.
HospitalityChain.com, the world's first online hub designed for the hospitality, culinary, and catering industry. From leading food and beverage brands to professional food service equipment, HospitalityChain.com makes sourcing simple. Search, select, buy direct, and save all in one global marketplace.